Hello, 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 and welcome to Buzzed Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy.
And we're going to be covering episode 13. Once upon a time
in Wonderland, episode 13, and they lived.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to know that they lived.
So you don't know exactly who they are at this point in time, because...
Or if they lived happily.
No, definitely not. So we have our usual caveats in this case, which include that there will be cursing of multiple varieties. There will be no spoilers other than maybe for Once About a Time, because we periodically reference Once About a Time.
I might mention it in this episode.
Yeah. And we are having things to drink. What are you having to drink, Natalie?
I'm having a cocktail of sorts, that are mixed drink that my mother and her friends in college discovered and continued.
Not discovered.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying you invented it. I'm just saying you guys discovered how good it was.
And so
That's why I said discovered, not invented.
Yes.
But they discovered Kahlua and milk makes for a very good mixed drink.
And all the time, at any time.
Yeah. So I'm it's good. It's good. I really like it. It's a good nightcap. Mm-hmm. And so, that's what I'm having. Yeah. And you're not drinking.
I'm drinking. I'm having tea. I'm having Winter Spice tea in the Alice in Wonderland tea cup and saucer that we
Aren't we glad that I got that many, many years ago?
Who bought this for you?
I'm not saying who bought it. I'm saying that I chose that. It has served us well.
It has served us well.
Anytime we had a tea party,
true, and tea parties happen. But I'm having Winter Spice. It's Twining's Winter Spice Tea. It's actually really, really good. It's got cinnamon and a touch of
allspice.
Apple and allspice and orange and stuff. It is a super tasty tea. I've got a little honey in it. I've got a little milk in it because, hey, it's a special occasion. It is the end of Once Upon a Time in Wonderland, and we want to talk about it. So let's get started.
All right, so there are no past sections, so it's all in the present because a lot of shit's about to go down.
Yep.
So Jafar and Amara successfully changed the laws of magic. The Sultan distracts Jafar, who was about to kill Amara. Was going to kill Amara because essentially what you do when you are the two people who break the laws of magic is the only people who can change the laws of magic with are the two people who broke them. And so he doesn't want to share that power with Amara, and so he's about to kill her and stab her, but the Sultan shows up and distracts him. And so Jafar makes the Sultan love him. And then say
all the words, right?
Yes.
You're my son, I'm so proud of you, I love you.
Jafar then says, well, that's all I've ever really wanted. And Jafar says he wants for the Sultan to know how it feels to be murdered by someone he loves.
Yeah.
And then he makes him drown where he stands, just like he did to him. This bitch is the pettiest we will ever see Jafar. I fucking love it. It is iconic.
It is so much more evil and petty and childish than like the Jafar in Aladdin, the cartoon.
Not a candle to this.
Goodbye, I should bring some food.
As petty as that bitch was, this one is insane because you think this entire time, for the past 13 episodes, you've been thinking, all right, well, he just wants to change the laws of magic so that he can get his father to love him. Mm-hmm. And so even though, like, all this time, the Sultan's been like, well, love is earned, not just granted.
He even says that in this episode.
Yes. But what Jafar really wanted, he wanted to hear those words and all that stuff. And that is a big part of his character. However, he also really wanted for his father to love him enough that it hurt him as much as it hurt Jafar when he was younger to be killed by someone he looked up to, loved, and respected.
Yep.
And love that for him, I guess.
Some fucked up shit.
While
man.
He's dealing with his daddy issues, Amara and Alice escape with Cyrus, and they get on a magic carpet and leave. Jafar looks for the Jabberwocky and now isn't afraid of anything.
Right. And she points, he asks, what am I afraid of? And she's like, nothing.
And then
she's kind of like, oh shit.
And then this petty bitch stabs her with the Vorpal blade. And so then Alice and Amara bring Cyrus to the rabbit's house and Amara revives Cyrus. And the rabbit's really funny in this. He's just like, now we have matching blood spots on the carpet. Who needs a photo album when we have this? Look, kids, this is where Alice almost died. And here's where Cyrus's spleen fell out. Like, it's very funny to me.
Yeah.
Amara says it will take all of them to defeat Jafar. So they're going to have to work together. Meanwhile, Will is let out of his bottle by Jafar and trapped in a triangle of magic, a triangle created by the three bottles.
Yes.
And he's trapped in there. And Jafar reveals that he has revived Anastasia. And Will says, Jafar, thank you. Yeah, yeah. And Jafar's like, it's not necessary. And then Will's like, it is. And then Jafar says, really? No, he says, really, it's not. And then it's revealed that Anastasia, through magic via Jafar, now loves Jafar, and they make out in front of Will. Let me just walk you through this Jafar's big master plan for Will. Mm-hmm. So he tortures Anastasia in front of Will to get the wishes out of her. Part one. Part two is forcing Will's heart back into his chest and watching Anastasia be stabbed and killed in front of him. Part three, watch her decompose in front of him. Part four, revive her and then make her love you and then make out in front of him constantly.
It is
this repulsive. Man is hysterical to me. Like, I wish I could be that devious. Like, I wish I was as experienced. I wish I was as, like, masterful planner as he is.
I don't think he planned all this, honestly.
Or as good as at improv as
he
is. Because my God, like we said last time, riffing the hell out of this.
Yes.
And he is killing it. Oh my God.
He
is adding layers upon layers of trauma. If I tried as hard as Jafar at like anything, I would be like a master. Like, it's insane how much he's doing. Anyway.
All right. So getting back to how far did you
go? Oh, wait, no, sorry.
Saving Cyrus.
Will is super upset. And Will's like, so you changed the laws of magic to torture me? And then Jafar goes, no, but it is a happy consequence.
Yeah, it's like, geez, you are so like.
It's also the delivery of the line. Yeah. No,
but
and then they make out again.
It's so nasty. So
it looks so wrong.
Yeah. So, far did you get with saving Cyrus?
Well, first Jafar. Jafar brings back the soldiers from the dead to create an army.
That's not before they save Cyrus.
No, they've already saved Cyrus.
Right. Did you make the joke about the rabbits and the matching bloodstain?
Yes, I did.
Oh, there we go.
Amara, Alice, and Cyrus talk about their strategy. Go ahead.
Right. So Amara says that they all need to take down Jafar. And she knows that Alice and Cyrus are really lucky. Jafar, what she says is she approves of Alice. She talks to, Alice starts talking to the men. This is where we've got the armies going on.
Just said that Jafar brings back the army, but hasn't made a speech yet.
Okay.
Amara, Alice, and
Cyrus says that they can't risk losing Will, and so that they're going to have to fight for Wonderland. Alice says, all right, we got to split up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to storm the castle while Cyrus returns Amara to the well. Jafar gives his zombie army a St. Christmas Day speech that's really poor. Crispin's Day is from Henry V.
I thought you said Christmas. Mom, I thought you said Christmas.
No.
Crispin's Day. Yeah. Yes. Once more into the priest, good friends.
Yeah,
once
but he doesn't
more.
Even do that. He doesn't even really do
is
that.
It's Henry V.
It's Henry V.
Okay, I thought you said the 4th.
Yeah, it was Henry V.
Sorry. I do know it.
You just weren't
vice president of the Shakespeare Club. I never read the histories, and I still knew that.
Henry V is great.
I know. I've seen it. I just haven't read it.
Multiple different forms, probably. I've seen multiple different.
I've only seen the Kenneth Branagh.
No, you haven't seen the Laurence Olivier? It's really good.
Regardless. moving on.
Jafar gives his zombie army.
I don't think this is the same Crispin's.
It's not. He's trying, but he's failing. And he talks about whatever obstacles come in their way, you basically have to kill
also,
everybody.
You owe me your life.
You owe me your life because I brought you back to life, which, again, is like, if I were these guys, it's like, you also killed me the first time, bitch. You know, not okay.
Probably.
And so
he tells them to locate Amara.
Right, but hang on. He wants Amara, and whatever gets in their way, he wants them to bring Wonderland to its knees. He wants them to kill stuff and bring a couple, you know, bring Amara to him.
And any allies.
Yeah, so Alice talks to Herman. So she has gone to the rabbit. She's collected an army of her own. We don't see really any of that. But she tells them that they have to fight for Wonderland. They have to fight for the ones that they love and the ones left behind who are waiting for them. And, you know, they have to fight for Wonderland. Amara is walking with Cyrus. She tells Cyrus that she approves of Alice. Cyrus realizes, because they start getting attacked.
Alice and Cyrus get attacked.
Right, but he's aware of the attack on him. He's like, oh my gosh, you know, he protects Amara. Amara then disarms all of them after they're warned. I think this is very important to Cyrus, that they get warned that we're going to use magic on you dudes. And she disarms all of them and kind of flattens them. And Cyrus Alice is in trouble.
Sorry, but disarms them and then makes them stab themselves.
That's sad. they're zombies!
Amara, the groomer, back at it again, going to kill
zombies.
People.
Zombies.
Still?
It's zombies.
They didn't know that.
They should.
They didn't.
But they should. So Alice gets captured by the men. The rabbit sees it. Alice is thrown before Jafar, who then ties her up to a chair, which is like, you know, why are we doing this? Oh, because we want a monologue. Sorry. Alice is disgusted.
Told you, monologuer.
Yep. Alice is disgusted by the Jafar Red Queen makeout session.
It's hysterical.
It is. She's like, ugh, you know, like the rest of us. Jafar is.
Okay, again, petty bitch. He tries to make Alice tell him where Amara is. He says he will change the past and make it so that Cyrus and Alice never met. He says, you will never have come to Wonderland and you would be back in that awful place.
Right.
England.
Right. So, but before that, what he says is that he has her enumerate the laws of magic that have been changed because she's now seen, obviously, the dead can come back to life, that you can make people love you. And he's like, and I can change the past too.
Yes.
And so that is his point.
Yeah. And what he says is, you will never have come back to Wonderland or come to Wonderland. I'm like, that's not true.
Yeah,
but he wouldn't, she wouldn't have. So essentially what would have happened is they wouldn't have run into each other. She would have gone back to Victorian England with the proof for her father, probably would have been deemed crazy and was sent to the asylum anyway. But yeah,
back in that awful place.
And ignore that awful place, England. An ignored, unloved, and lonely little girl.
Yeah. Jafar then takes...
Speaking from experience, buddy?
Yeah.
He takes her engagement ring and makes it vanish. Alice tells him to just do it because her love with Cyrus is more powerful than his magic and it won't change the fact that he's never had true love.
Yeah, damn it. Because he hasn't. Because that thing with Amara is not true love.
She says true love can't be destroyed and it's why he can't win. Soldiers show up and tell Jafar that Amara and Cyrus went through like the red doors. And he said, like, when he asks, all right, so then why didn't you stop them? They can't answer that. He kills one of them and is just like, it is so hard to resurrect good health these days.
I love this man. The lines are great.
Jafar asks Anastasia where the red doors lead, and she tells him they go to the Well of Wonders. And then Cyrus and Amara go to the well. Nyx is summoned because she just knows that Amara is there because she has the water inside of her.
Right.
Alice and Will then talk about what's going to happen if they don't succeed. The rabbit shows up and starts untying Alice while Will distracts Anastasia. Anastasia then sees the rabbit because she's not an idiot or blind. And Will tries to talk to her about real love being messy and forgiving each other. He says that he forgives her for what she did to him because he loves her.
Right, but she has tears in her. She's clearly feeling something.
She's confused about why this thing with Jafar doesn't feel perfect.
Right.
Or correct.
It's easy. It should be easy.
And even though there's a force field around him, he's able to reach through the force field like get her waist and like pull her in for a kiss, which breaks the spell over her.
Yeah.
Then Anastasia unties Alice.
And was like, she's back.
Well, first of all, Will, like, he's about to go in for something else, and then he like bonks his head on the force field and falls to the ground, and she just starts laughing at him. And then she like is like, all right, Alice, I've got you. And then he's just like, yep, she's back. She's good. We're good.
It is very, very cute. So Amara is surrendering herself to the well to free her sons. And for whatever reason, like Cyrus is like wanting to say goodbye.
For whatever reason.
Jafar then stops Amara physically.
I would like to say about that moment, it's a lot more realistic.
He wants to say bye.
Yeah, he wants to say goodbye. And he's considering, well, I just got my mom back and she approves of my fiance. Like, all these things are great. This is what it would be like if she could stay with me. And yet, I can't. And like, he was starting to think of a future with like all of the family together, and he just doesn't want to give that up again. And it was also why he was so hesitant to, like, it's why he went out for the like
water
in the first place, and why he was so determined. Well, it was not the only reason why, but it was part of the reason why he was so determined to do the water stuff, why they got trapped in the first place. And he just wants his mother. And that's very, very sad, but it's also, I think, makes more sense than like the reason why he was more okay with when she was a snake stick to like release her back to the water is because it wasn't her.
She wasn't human. Yeah, right.
And so now that it is her, he's having a lot more trouble, and I think that makes sense.
I'm not saying it doesn't make sense. I'm just saying that it delays and allows Jafar to physically use a spell to stop Amara from getting in. So
human error happens.
She collapses dead on the brink of going into the well as she turns into water. Cyrus knows his mom's water needs to get into the well. Alice then busts through, because the rabbit has assisted her, busts through by the well, is trying to get to them, and Jafar is able to physically restrain her with a spell as well. He then realizes, because Alice yells to Cyrus, like, basically get the water in the well, and he goes to do it. He scoops some of the water up, but Jafar like sees the ball of water and stops it from going into the well. And he's like, aha, you thought that you're going to get the water in the well and that things will be better, but no. And he then asks, Jafar asks Alice, what do you plan to do now? Mwahaha.
Very mwahaha.
And Alice is like, I'm going to do nothing because we haven't stolen that water you have. And he's like, what? Hey, what's going on? Because Jafar is now stolen the water from Nyx. Nyx rises up in the well and she makes him a genie. Yay! And there's this big wave of power that goes out.
The genie curse is broken, and so are Jafar's spells. So Anastasia's dead again.
But the bros are free.
Yeah, but Anastasia's dead again.
I know, he's dead.
Cyrus reunites with his brothers, and he tells them about Amara being dead now. Alice goes to Will, who's with Anastasia's body. Alice and Cyrus give him some of the water from the Well of Wonders because that was given by Nyx, not stolen, because it wasn't Anastasia's time. The Red Queen needed to die, but not Anastasia. And Will gives Anastasia the water, and she is revived.
Yay!
Cyrus and Alice talk about how they're ready to leave Wonderland and start a new adventure. The rabbit asks where they want to go, and Alice says home.
And we're all like, no! Victoria didn't let
go! The worst dimension.
But they go to Victorian England.
Flash forward to Alice and Cyrus's wedding day in Victorian England.
She has a gorgeous dress.
That horrible place. Yeah. England.
She has a gorgeous dress.
Yes.
Alice's dad comes in and he's like, I am so glad to welcome Cyrus into our family. And he's happy to have been shown what forgiveness is real.
Yeah, when he went back after his escapades in Wonderland, he thought it was a dream, but he's grateful that Alice showed him that forgiveness was still possible.
Yeah, so then we go to the wedding, and Will and Anastasia are there. The good Tweedle is there.
The brothers are there.
The bros are there. They look like so totally normal.
They look fantastic. Cyrus, his hair slicked back and it doesn't work as well. Horrible. And he looks better full body.
And he doesn't look good in those clothes. He's much more of a let's put an Aladdin vest on you kind of guy.
Yes.
There's there's some people that just don't need to be wearing Victorian clothes. Now, Jonathan Bailey can wear anything, and that's like a different thing altogether.
I don't have my Baileys for this one, mother.
You don't. I'm sorry, but I have to say it. Because these are facts. There are some people who can look.
You haven't even seen the Wicked movie. He looks fabulous.
I don't doubt it. There's time. But in any case, the rabbit actually is presiding over the wedding.
You actually does.
And fun part of the things that you see happen, Will objects, you know, and
joking.
Anastasia is like making him sit down. And finally the rabbit goes through, like, you all have been through better or worse and sickness and
richer for poor, all that stuff.
You're death in a Spartan, you succeed over death. And we all know what happens now. You live happily ever after. You can kiss the bride. Yay. It's lovely. Wonderland, and the rabbit points out to Alice, like, you're one of the few people who understood what Wonderland's all about, and it's about finding yourself.
Yeah. Anastasia and Will say goodbye to Alice and Cyrus and go back to Wonderland to fix it as their rulers, as the white and king and queen.
Yes.
It's a bittersweet goodbye. They initially like hug at everybody, and it's nice. Even Anastasia hugs everybody. Again, it's amazing how these relationships have developed. I mentioned that in the last episode.
Yeah.
But then there's a moment where Anastasia and Will are walking away towards the rabbit hole, but Alice stops Will and they have a big hug, and she's like, thank you for everything.
Hold
so
on to
sweet.
Your heart.
And he says, hold on to yours. It's so sweet.
It's so cute.
Then flash forward to Alice telling her daughter, her and Cyrus's daughter, to the story of the white king and queen. And her daughter chooses to call the story Alice's Adventures in Wonderland.
Yes. And then they have a tea party, and Cyrus shows up looking very uncomfortable with the tea set, and boo.
Boo!
It's not a great ending. I mean, Alice reading the story to her daughter is fine, and I want to see Cyrus there, but they don't have to dress him like that.
They also could have just, like, had, we'll talk about the worst parts.
Yeah.
So,
best parts. I get to go first?
You can go first.
Hey, wow, that's exciting. I love that we finally beat fucking Jafar.
Yay.
I love that a lot. I love Amara sacrificing herself. I love the Red Queen and all of her arc. Obviously, everything involving Alice, Cyrus, and Will is terrific. I love all of that. And I love that there's a wedding in the end, because that's great.
Yep. My best parts are happy endings. Jafar getting what he wants and being petty about it is very funny to me, especially with his father.
Be careful what you wish for, Jafar.
Especially with his father.
Yes.
But also that being pointed out as, like, it's not true and it's not real. Mm-hmm. Like, Alice being like, okay, well, yeah, you have the love of Anastasia and you had the love of your father for a brief second, but that was all manufactured. That's not, it's artificial. It's not real.
It doesn't have power.
Yes. But mine does. So fuck you. Anastasia and Will. Oh, it's so sweet.
It is.
Like, her coming back to him in a way. It's really, really nice. Mm-hmm. And him forgiving her, like, vocally, just being like, I do forgive you because I love you. Yeah. And Jafar getting turned into a genie is very satisfying.
Yes.
Oh, and also, yeah.
Petty comeuppance for a petty bitch. Yay.
So true. And tied in with the happy endings is, like, Alice and Cyrus getting together and all that stuff.
What were your worst parts?
Jafar's pettiness in all caps. It's the best and the worst part, baby. Mm-hmm. It is definitely a worst part because, again, the whole four-step plan with Anastasia is insane to me. Like, holy crap.
But Will overcomes it because true love has power.
I know, but my God, we had to go through so many steps to get there. Oh, jeez. Jabberwocky's hair will always be a worst part for me. Like, it's, oh my God, it's so bad. A bit of a weird ending for Alice and Cyrus to stay in England. Now, here's the thing.
I wanted them to have an adventure.
Exactly. Yeah. There were two possible endings in my mind. Not including Victorian England.
Right.
Because that's stupid. The first possible ending is that they just go on a little adventure. They go on their adventures again like they were when they were just like, dating.
Go to Agrabah. Or like, go to,
you know. Not even Agrabah, but just like anywhere else. Like they said they fought pirates. They said that they've been to so many different world. Places. They've gone to all these places before.
Sherwood Forest.
Literally anywhere. Just go elsewhere. Like, it's fine for you to leave Wonderland. That's not something I'm contesting. I'm just saying... anywhere else.
I mean, I guess the point Victoria is that Alice has always been looking for home.
But she has it. You can settle down later. Tent. You can settle down later.
Hang out in your tent that is home.
Like, I think what they're trying to get across is that they want some peace after this chaos, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. But do that without compromising who they are as people.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
I agree.
And the other option would have been them just start staying in Storybrooke. But obviously they didn't want to do that. They didn't want to have to explain that.
Well, and maybe they couldn't pay the actors because they are amazing.
Yeah, that's true.
Alas. So yeah, is that all your worst parts?
Yes.
My worst parts are the actual ending being this like Victorian England thing. I'm not in love with that. Mm. Cyrus's hair. Cyrus's hair slick back is not okay. And I'm sorry. What grade did you give this episode?
I might give it an A.
I have it as A minus question mark.
It as an A minus question mark too.
It's an A minus
question mark. It's an A minus.
Yes.
All right. Just because we had two A's for me personally in this, the one with Lizard's death.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's just the episode. It's not because of Lizard's death.
Yay, Lizard died.
No, that's not it. And the one with Anastasia's death. Oh my God. We have a
there
problem.
There is something wrong with you.
Maybe there is something wrong, but you also gave them A's. So there's something wrong with both of us.
Okay. They're good episodes. They're welcome.
They were just good episodes. But I think that this one. It was going well, and then it just didn't stick the landing for me with Alice and Cyrus's ending. It made sense for Anastasia and Will, but it didn't really make sense for Alice and Cyrus. Also, you were going to say something last episode about love and Amara.
Oh, yeah. So, like, that whole true love thing. Amara might have loved him, and I think she possibly did in a warped groomer kind of way. But it's not like he loved her back. True love is a
reciprocated
emotion that is very, very, very powerful, and I, regardless of whether he believes that Amara loved him, that's not true love either.
True.
So that is an excellent point. And true love won out in the end in Once Upon a Time in Wonderland. I love that. We don't know where we're going yet.
Not yet.
We haven't decided.
I have a few ideas.
We might take a little bit of a respite too. We haven't Maybe. Quite decided. What we're doing after Once Upon a Time in Wonderland.
I have an idea.
Do you want to talk about it now or do you want to wait?
I'll discuss it after.
Okay. Well, we are looking for
you guys won't find out until we post it.
We won't.
You should.
Let's hope I'm present. Especially since I post all these damn recordings. In any case.
You should know.
Mother. In any case, you know, we've got a lot going on in the next couple weeks, so we are looking forward to whatever comes next. We hope that you join us, and
cheers.